This week, the six bees of the Wolastoqe Nation celebrate a big win. The government of New Brunswick has finally changed course and accepted our position that the tax revenue sharing agreements cannot be terminated until January 2023 at the earliest. For background, last April, as you recall, without warning, the Higgs government convened a news conference to publicly announce the cancellation of those agreements. The announcement was made without any consultation with the First Nations, and in fact, the chiefs were only notified after by the Minister of Finance in a conference call without the ability to ask any questions. The actions of the Higgs government have put in jeopardy an important source of revenue that promotes economic development and job creation in First Nation communities, as well as the surrounding communities. These revenues help fund several key services, including significant business initiatives, as well as basic social aid and housing needs for struggling communities. Vulnerable people are the ones that will be hurt if these agreements are not honored and extended. For months, the Higgs government has ignored our repeated request that it rescind the invalid cancellation to permit the parties to negotiate in good faith, but to no avail. So we had no choice but to commence an application in the Court of Queen's Bench to prevent these agreements from being cancelled too early and to confirm our interpretation that that cancellation clause could not be invoked as he did last April. So right away in May 2021, we confirmed a hearing date. And as we all know, court cases take time, and this is a time-sensitive issue since 12 months' notice is not a lot of notice. So that hearing was scheduled to be heard in October 15th. Now, this is 5 months after we got that notice of hearing date. Well, the provincial government tried but failed to have those hearings postponed until January, February of 2022. But the judge wasn't having it. So it then abruptly, the government abruptly reversed course and conceded that the agreements will not be terminated until January 31st, 2023. These were 10-year agreements negotiated in good faith with the province in 2017, and they were scheduled to run until 2027. And they were not even due for review until January of 2022. This early cancellation is just the latest in this government's efforts to undermine these agreements, which were entered into to advance reconciliation and to help make up for the gaps in standards between people living on and off reserve, but mainly to resolve the conflicting jurisdictional issues between provincial reserves at provincial lands and federal lands. We are and always have been ready to roll up our sleeves and work together with this government to build a strong and sustainable long-term relationship. We are prepared to do this regardless of who's at the helm of the government. But as we've said many times before, that work must be approached based on a relationship of trust, transparency, and reciprocity. This has not yet been possible with the Higgs government. Their approach to date has been to make decisions about matters affecting us behind closed doors without consultation or room for negotiation. They did this with the termination of these contracts. They did this with the carbon tax issue. And before that, on the panel on systemic racism. Moreover, just last week, Premier Higgs refused to mark September 30th, a very important day to us, as a provincial day for truth and reconciliation, as was done nationally and by several other provinces. Instead, he spent the day posting videos of himself on his social media accounts. This is not how you build a relationship of trust. Premier Higgs, we all live here together. We all want what's best for our communities. So let's work together to make this happen. We hope that Premier Higgs will take us up on our call. We'd like to thank the people of New Brunswick for their support and all the support that we've received on this issue and many other issues. We hope we can count on you and on your continued support by reminding the Premier about his obligations to work with First Nations to advance the goals of reconciliation.